Hi, Dick. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, but I've had better days.
Yes, I'm sure that that's the case. How, by the way, how is Kevin doing, and what's the plan? I understand they're talking about moving him to Houston or to Texas someplace.
Well, in response to the latter part of that question, you know, all of our medical updates, and I would consider that an update, will come from our doctors. Mm-hmm. They haven't said anything since Monday, so I'll wait to hear on that one. In terms of Kevin, really, to this point, since the accident, he's really made tremendous progress, and he just gets a little bit better every day, and that's what we're all hoping and praying continues, you know, on into the future. So we're optimistic. We're cautiously optimistic about where it's going, and his family's been unbelievable. You know, they've been unbelievably supportive of us, and hopefully we've been as supportive of them. They've really shown a lot of character here through this thing. So anyway, it's going as well as you could expect after that, you know, after the injury.
How has it affected the team? How has it manifested itself?
You'd probably have to ask 80 or 100 different people that question. You know, there's no way to get away from the fact that it has affected us all, and will continue to. You know, we're part of him, and he's part of us, and we're kind of living through this thing together. And so it's affected everybody. I couldn't say all universally the same, you know, but it hasn't been the easiest thing. But I'll tell you, Kevin's been unbelievable, as I said, and his family has been too.
Getting to your ball club, you rocky start. Certainly, you had a tight one in the first game, and a Pittsburgh team that was pretty tough last week. What kind of progress do you see, and what needs to be amended to move to the next level?
Well, there's no doubt that we need to play a lot more consistently in every area, you know, to have any chance to play with the Patriots. They're awfully talented, and Pittsburgh's a very talented team too. And the game, our defense really fought. Our whole team fought hard. There was no problem there with effort, but we just didn't execute at the level that we needed to challenge, you know, teams of this caliber, Pittsburgh and New England. So we've got a ways to go. Luckily, we've got a real good group of guys that are not afraid to work. You know, they work at it. So they're back to work today, and we'll continue to try to prepare as best we can and see what we can do.
Dick, I think it was Monday, we saw comments from down here from Lozman saying that he thinks the offense should be more aggressive or less conservative or whatever the case may be. What was that about, and what has been, how has that been addressed?
Well, first of all, JP, in just the way that you gave me the question, he's never said anything like that.
I know.
He certainly never said anything like that in private. And you've been around enough to know how it's, I think the right word might be, extracted after a game where people are frustrated. But there's no issues. There are no issues there, except the fact that we all have to do a better job, and it starts with me. I've got to prepare them better and give them better opportunity to win, and then they'll need to execute better, and we've all just got to improve.
He's got a good running back to work with, it looks like, in Lynch. Although a rookie, he's been pretty impressive, I would think, so far.
He's a real good football player. There's no doubt about it, and he'll just get better, too. There were, like all of us last Sunday, there were situations where he could have done a little more, you know, and I think that he will as time goes on and he gets more experience and sees things and how they operate in the National Football League. But very solid guy, very hard worker, and he's talented. So we've got something to build on, you know, in a lot of areas, but that one kind of stands out, and we hope it just keeps growing like that.
Generally, preseason pundits, you know, they have certain visions of certain teams, and they don't always come to pass. But certainly in the case of the Patriots, two wins of 38-14, they already have a two-game lead in the division. they really are playing like a team possessed and a team that has to be considered as a Super Bowl major contender.
No, there's no doubt. You know, there's no doubt about it. But, hey, this is not news. This is a team that's won three out of the last six, unless I'm mistaken. And they're awfully, awfully talented football team, and they're coached well. You know, they're put together well, and they know what they're doing. So they pose a problem for anybody, and certainly they pose a huge obstacle for us.
Coach, when you look at their defense, they obviously can attack you in a lot of different ways, but can you just talk about the two outside linebackers for a minute, Vrabel and Colvin, and what challenges they will present to you defensively this week?
To anybody, they present, in a lot of situations, they present size mismatches. You know, certainly if you get them on your running back or even your fullback, they're both excellent pass rushers, both very smart players. You know, when you watch them on tape, they understand the game. They have a nice feel for the game, a run and pass, and certainly they have a knack for pressuring the passer and a real knack for locating the ball in the passer's hand and getting it out. So really, really good outside linebackers.
How does Adelis Thomas change the defense from last year? What does he bring to it?
Multiple skills inside. Tremendous pass rusher with size. Again, you can get that same mismatch inside with a linebacker on your back, depending on what you're doing offensively, and that's a big advantage for them and a big advantage for him. He's also, well, there's no need to tell you. I mean, you saw him perform in the pass game. Gets his hands on the ball. He got his hands on a number of balls, intercepted the ball, scored with the ball. You know, so he's just a very big, very fast athlete that's got a feel for the game. So brings another dimension to them inside and in their sub-package.
Coach, how does Randy Moss look now compared to when you saw him when you were with the Bears?
Same guy, different number, unfortunately.
Brady certainly has a broader range of receiving talent than he had last year, doesn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of new faces there, and he certainly did okay a year ago. You know, so as you pointed out, the start to their season makes everybody that was predicting them as a super team look like they're right. Of course, I'm not sure how far on the limb they were going, considering their past history as a super team. But awfully talented team, playing at a high level. You know. As I said, it'd be an unbelievable challenge for us.
How do you get Lee Evans on track?
Same thing we were talking about earlier. It's got to be a function of the whole offense. You know, we've got to execute at a higher level in every area. You know, every area. And when we do that, then we'll give some people some trouble in terms of what they want to do. If they don't have any options that they have to take away, you know, then it's hard to get the ball to Lee because they can just take him away. And hopefully we'll grow into that, and it would be best if it happened quickly, obviously.
Is he your Randy Moss in a sense, that he's a guy who can attack defenses deep?
Yeah, he's been our threat that can stretch a defense, you know, and make you fear him over the top, which obviously then opens up a lot of those underneath things.
What do you like about, I mean, I know you said that JP, you didn't read JP's comments as criticism. A lot of people externally read it as criticism of Steve Fairchild. What do you like about Steve and what he's done with the offense last year and so far this year?
In terms of JP's comments, though, I didn't interpret him only myself. You know, I talked to the people that were there for our team and heard the comments made. And so it wasn't just my own interpretation, not being on the spot. I talked to a number of people that were on the spot that said he wasn't criticizing. Talked to him, he said he wasn't criticizing either. Steve Fairchild, I like his creativity, you know. I like the fact that he does have a background in both a hard-nosed run game from the college football point of view at Colorado State, and been exposed to the down the field passing game with Mike Martz. And he's a bright guy, he's a good guy, and a hard worker. So there's a lot of things to like there. You know, high character, and has an idea of what we want to do, and clearly we've just got to execute it better.
How much of an offense success? I mean, I know this is a tough percentage on it. How much is offensive play calling and the coordinator, and how much of it is?
Oh, I would never venture to put that, you know, on any of us. I just think we all got to improve here.
Do you think Lynch could, so far he's your main, obviously, he carries the ball more than anybody. Lozman is the second leading rusher.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see him as a heavy-duty back, the one that you can get into a mode where you can control games with him down the road?
Well, we'd like to get in that situation, and we don't see any reason to not have him function in those situations, except for the fact that as you get on in the season, the carries might accumulate. And so, you know, I guess what I'm saying is he's good enough to do that. He's strong enough to do that. He's certainly tough enough to do that. Hopefully we'll get into those situations, whether we'll use him there, you know, as the guy in those situations. I wouldn't say that at this point. You know, we'll have to wait. But we are concerned when we do get to the point where we've got a chance to consistently win that we do not wear him out, you know, over the course of a year. So we need to get we would like to run the ball a little bit more by committee. Mm-hmm. And I think that happens only when you're successful, you know, because right now we're not successful enough to really have the opportunity to run it enough, you know, and then to run the game out. So we'll face that as we get to it. But that would be my only consideration for not using him all the time was just, you know, it's a long season in this league.
Coach, with all the offensive weapons the Patriots have, how important is a guy like a Kevin Falk who's you know, overlooked by, you know, the fans and stuff, but certainly adds something to this team?
Oh, he sure does. Yeah, he's not overlooked by us. He's always been a big weapon in their offense, in their sub offense, and in their base at times. But he does a terrific job, and has for a long time. It's a real nice feel for what they're trying to do, and also for what defenses are trying to do. You can't say enough. He fits right in, unfortunately, with all their other all their other outstanding players.
How is the new look offensive line working out?
Our offensive line, I have a lot of faith in. And I believe over time they'll just get better. The longer they can stay together, and they're young enough that hopefully we can keep them together a long time, I think they'll be a real fine offensive line. So I'm happy with their development, as happy as you can be, you know, when you're 0-2 and looking to get anything started, you know. But I think they've done a pretty good job.
You have some, I mean, this is in some ways a vastly different defense, which you brought in here last year. Could you talk about the three guys that you just had to replace in the season, DeGiorgio for Wire, Leonard for Simpson, and Ubedy for Webster? You know, how does that changed your approach on defense, and what do those guys bring to the table?
Well, our approach doesn't change that significantly. You know, it changes in a minor fashion from game to game, but actually the losing Ryan Denny and Anthony Hargrove and Keith Ellison, Coy, and Jason, and then Coe, you know, has definitely hurt us. There's no way to dodge that one. And not just on defense, unfortunately. It's hurt us also on our special teams area, because you've got to replace people, you know, and it just gets hard to replace all those guys. But that's kind of the nature of our league. I mean, everybody's got injuries, and we've got to find a way to play better over these injuries.
Guys. How is Ubedy doing
at
corner?
He had a real good training camp, you know, came a long way. Last season, you know, he did not get much experience because of the tragedy in training camp when he lost his mom. And really lost about 2.5 to 3 weeks of camp, and so really never caught up, and he came out of college early. We really like his development. I think he's going to be a fine player. He's still got a lot of development in front of him, but he's working hard.
How daunting is it? I know it's only week two, but to look at the Patriots getting off to the start that they're off to, especially offensively, and know that they're the team that you guys have to find a way to get past if you wanted to win the division.
Well, it's a challenge, if that's what daunting means. You know, it's definitely a huge challenge for us and everybody else in our division. But it's not, you know, it's not anything. We knew it was going to be a challenge going in. Our divisions, we think our division's a pretty good one. You know, it's an outstanding division to play in. It's got great rivalries. We like all that, but it's tough. You know, it's tough, and it's not getting any easier, that's for sure.
Anything else, guys? Very good. Thank you, Dick.
I look forward to seeing you.
You bet. Take care.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.